Proclamation number 5296 of 15th of January, 1952. God's dwelling in the heart of man. I want to dwell in you. I want my living creations to be completely permeated by my spirit. I want them to be filled with my fundamental substance, with love, so that I myself irrefutably dwell within them and they have, as it were, become the envelopment of myself, which signifies unlimited bliss for the being. I would like to dwell in all human hearts and be able to call all my creatures my children who have received the Father within themselves. Inconceivable beatitudes emerge from such a relationship of a child with the Father, and to procure these beatitudes for my living creations is always and forever my aim and my striving. This is why the visible and the spiritual world were created. The visible world in order to give my living creations the opportunity to achieve a deification of their nature for the first time, the spiritual world in order to offer these deified beings undreamt of bliss. And in this spiritual world I myself will then visibly present myself to my children. In this spiritual world the child's relationship with the Father will first take shape and through constant intercourse increase love to highest ardor until a complete fusion with me can take place, which signifies unimaginable bliss for you. In the spiritual kingdom a constant descent is certain as soon as the soul has found me on earth or only in the spiritual kingdom. But until this turning to me has occurred, often endless times pass, and during this time I struggle for every soul by wooing its love, because only love changes the will which previously did not belong to me. But the change of will and conscious turning to me then also guarantees the attainment of the final aim, the union with me on earth already or also in the spiritual kingdom. I want to take abode in your hearts. The short time of earthly life shall bring it about that you have found your way to me, and that is why earthly life is often difficult and arduous. Yet once the aim has been reached you will be fully compensated for even the most difficult earthly life, for the spiritual kingdom will open up to you in a glory that surpasses all imagination. For no human eye has ever seen and no human ear ever heard what I have prepared for those who love me. I only require your love. Then the kingdom of beatitudes will belong to you, then you will enter the Father's inheritance as my children, for then you will have truly become my children, because you have shaped yourselves through love into my image and now also possess light and strength in all fullness, which you now use in my will for the indescribable bliss of yourselves. Let me enter your hearts, open wide the door to me. Become what I myself am in my original being, become love, so that I can abide in you and you in me. Amen.